This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 6, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10. It says there, "For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward His name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints." End of quote. We know God is just and righteous, don't we? God always does the right thing. God is the biggest encourager we would ever experience in our lifetime. Our today's Bible insight promised two things God will always remember and never forgets. What are they? Number one, He will never forget your work of ministry. He remembers each work you have done for His name. Secondly, He will never forget the love that motivated you to do His work. Dearly beloved, if God forgets, ignore or overlook these two things and not reward you, He would be unjust and unrighteous. However, our Bible verse today affirms God is not unjust and unrighteous. He is always just and righteous. Don't you love this verse? He won't forget what you have done for Him in the past and still doing for His name. He won't forget the love you have for His name in your heart. It is the love that you have for Him. That's the reason why you did the ministry in the past and still doing it today. Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is just and right in all His doings. If we look at the face of people, even to co-believers and our own family members, we will get discouraged. People forget, people ignore, people discriminate, and they do unfair and unjust actions. People always would try to discourage you by their actions and attitudes. However, always remember this truth. God remembers your work and your love for Him. He will never forget. He will never ignore. He will never overlook your work. He will never be unjust and unfair to you. Oh, I love today's Bible insight. I can bank on God's promise that He will never forget but remember our love and work for His name. Jesus said this, "And if anyone gives a cup of cold water to one of this little one who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." End of quote. Matthew 10:42. Again, Bible assures this in Ephesians 6:8. "Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free." End of quote. Beloved, you may be a master, means you may be a supervisor or manager, or you may be a servant or slave, an ordinary worker. Whatever capacity you are in, if you do good because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you do the work of the Lord's ministry, the Lord will reward each one of you. He remembers the way you ministered to His people in the past. He remembers the way you do ministry today. He remembers each work each one of us does for Him. It is all recorded in the book in heaven. I'm so glad our today's words are into you. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for encouraging me, saying you are not unjust to forget the love we have for you that prompted our work and ministry. What comforting words, Lord. I love you, Lord, because people may forget, but you will never forget. I want to serve you all of my life. Lord, please raise many people to serve you in these last days so that many may know the truth of the Word of God and your Son and the Savior of the whole world, Lord Jesus Christ. May your servants minister you without becoming weary and heavy laden. Strengthen them, Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done in my life and all over the world. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.